朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我先纠正一下 ，Brother Ernie 不到六十岁哈。
I want to make a correction. Brother Ernie is not 60 years old.
我为什么要替他解释呢？因为他只比我大两岁，所以我一点不像六十岁。
I need to explain this because he's only 2 years older than me. I'm nowhere looking like I'm 60 years old.
但是我比他们好的一点就是我从来不会踹那个360度的。
But I am much wiser because I would never attempt the 360.
所以我可以两三步就上讲台了哈。
So a couple of steps, I can just get on the stage.
今天是我们暑假三次联合聚会的最后一次。
And this is the last time this summer where we'll be meeting together, combined English and Chinese.
所以我们说这个暑假为了我们教会的英文团契 TTT 的团契，我讲三个 T 的题目。
So I said in these three opportunities, I would take the time to talk about topics that begin with T.
第一个讲到新生命的本质，就是它不断的更新与变化，讲 transformation.
We talk about transformation, the nature of this new life.
这个新的生命进来，它就一直在我们里面要做一件事情，它要改变我们。
This new life comes into us and is doing this one thing that we are changed and transformed.
让我们像耶稣。
That we will be like Jesus.
让我们活在新造的里面。
That we will live in a new creation.
第二件事情讲到新生命的考验，就是我们要面对 temptation 和 trials.
And the second thing is the testing and the trials of this new life.
试探是我们一生都有的。
We will be facing temptations for the rest of our life.
整个人生充满了各式各样的考验。
And this life will have many tests that will come along our way.
仇敌的意思是要偷窃杀害和毁坏。
And the will of the enemy is to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
但是神的意思永远是积极，是正面的。
But God's purposes are always positive.
所以我们怎么样子能够化所有的试探成为一种机会，成为一种成长的机会。
So how do we transform all these temptations and all these testing into opportunities by which we may grow?
这非常重要。
It is very important.
尤其我们都知道这个世代越来越险恶。
Particularly we know that the days are becoming more and more evil.
我相信每一次当父母亲要把孩子们送出去读大学的时候，心里面都会充满了担心的。
And I know every parent as they send their child off to college or school, they're all worried to some degree.
所以我希望我们大人孩子我们都一起来学习如何胜过试探。
And I pray that adults and children alike that we will all learn how to overcome temptation.
今天早晨我要讲 testimony.
And this morning I want to talk about testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这三个 T 都非常的重要。
These three words that begin with T's are all very important.
神把这个新的生命，他自己的生命赐给了我们。
God's given us His own life, this new life.
这个生命使我们能够胜过世界一切的诱惑和试探。
And this life allows us to overcome this world and all its temptations.
这个生命要透过我这个人，透过我们的家，我们的教会被彰显出来。
And this life through me and through my family is going to be manifested.
所以新生命的使命在于为主做见证。
And the commission of this new life is to bear witness for the Lord.
这次退休会里。牧师特别讲到大使命的中心还不是传福音，是要使万民做主的门徒。
And Pastor Lee shared during the retreat that the center of the great commission is not to share the gospel but to let all nations become disciples of Christ.
福音很重要，它是个根基就是了。
The gospel is very important and it's foundational.
但是人不能仅只得救，人要成为跟随主的门徒。
But men cannot just merely be saved, they need to be disciples that follows Christ.
同样的，今天早晨当我讲见证的时候，
Similarly this morningWhen I talk about testimony,
我希望弟兄姊妹也不要以为说做见证只是去传个福音就是了。
And I ask everyone not to have this mindset that giving a testimony is just to speak of it and share the gospel.
真实的见证乃是生命的流露，乃是基督的活出。
But a true testimony is the outflowing of the life of Christ.
我们不光嘴巴传见证耶稣基督的救恩。
We don't simply speak it with our lips of His salvation.
我们的生活根本就是耶稣的彰显。
For our life, it is living Jesus.
所以人不光要听福音，人要看见福音啊。
People they don't just want to hear the gospel, they want to see the gospel.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，以赛亚书43:7，你们常常听我讲起来啊。
And Isaiah 43, chapter 43, verse 7, I speak it often.
凡称为神名下的子民啊。
All who are called by my name.
是为着神的荣耀而被创造，而被做成，而被 造成的。
And they've been created for my glory.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这里用了三个英文字 ：created, formed, and made.
And these three words, pay attention to it: created, formed, and made.
Create, 创造是从无到有。
And God's creation out of nothing into existence.
所以换句话说，你我今天为什么存在？为什么神让我们经过这个世界？弟兄姊妹是带着一个神圣的目的啊。
So, brothers and sisters, you and I, the reason why we exist today and live in this world has a very specific purpose.
是为着神的荣耀。
It's for God's glory.
今天你我的生活如果跟神的荣耀没有发生关系，在神的眼中已经失去了存在的价值。
If our lives are not connected with the glory of God, then we've lost our purpose.
所以不光讲到创造的目的，我们存在的目的是为了神的荣耀。
Not just to speak of our purpose and the reason why we were created was for God's glory.
他接下来讲到做成、造作、form 跟 made.
But then he uses the word form and made.
说到我们这个人这一生经历遭遇的解释。
And explains all the things that we encounter for the rest of our lives.
我们为什么会遭遇这件事情
？Why would I encounter such a thing？
我们为什么会有这样子的环境
？Why would I have such an environment？
其实是神在这里调度万事。
Because God is coordinating all things.
叫万事互相效力。
That they may work together.
叫爱神的人得益处，对不对
？For those who love the Lord, that they may be benefited.
啊，罗马书八章二十八节没有停在这，他接下去就讲到，他是要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Romans 8:28 did not stop there. It says, but we are to be formed in the image of His Son.
所以你我所有的遭遇，好的、不好的、喜欢的、不喜欢的，都是为了要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Everything we encounter, whether you like it or not, it is for the purpose that we may be formed into the image of His Son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要被这个荣耀。的思想充满在我们的里面。
This glorious thought needs to fill us.
不然我们会为着我们的遭遇埋怨的。
Or we will start complaining about the things we.
不然我们会为着我们的成就骄傲的。
And we will be prideful of the things we have accomplished.
不然我们的生活是随着环境而起伏的。
Our lives will flow and follow our circumstances.
我们也容易掉到世人的盲目中去。
And we will very easily fall into the busyness of this world.
原谅我说，甚至在服事中你也可能盲目了。
And even in the midst of your services, you may be blind.
啊，我不没有想到我儿子交通这么属灵的。
And I didn't realize my son Aaron would speak such spiritual words.
不是所有的服事都是侍奉神。
Not every service is serving God.
也不是我们所有的生活都在荣耀神见证神。
And not everything that we live is to glorify and witness for Him.
所以保罗说大灾近前的奥秘。
So Paul says greatest the mystery of godliness.
他说神要在肉身显现。
The God that was manifested in the flesh.
他不光讲到耶稣基督。
Not just Jesus Christ.
因为整个提摩太前书三章是在讲教会。
Because First Timothy chapter 3, Paul's talking about the church.
讲到神不仅仅在基督里面要得着荣耀被彰显出来。
That God is not only to be glorified through Jesus Christ.
神在你我的身上一样要被彰显出来啊。
In your life and my life, the life of Christ is to be revealed.
所以保罗觉得这个是一个太荣耀、太伟大的思想，所以他说大灾啊。
So Paul says, great is the mystery of godliness.
神把他儿子的生命放在我们里面。
But the life of the Son has been placed into you.
这个生命要从我们身上出来。
This life is going to flow out through us.
要被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，而最终被接到荣耀里去。
Be justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles.Believe on in the world, received up into glory.
所以真正道成肉身的见证，不是只有人夸奖我们。
So the testimony of the word becoming flesh is not just somebody would praise you.
甚至被圣灵称义的。
But it's justified by the Spirit.
天使都在看，经得起看的。
And angels are watching. It's worth them seeing.
所以我说，真实的见证不是嘴巴传个福音，弟兄姊妹。
So true testimony is not just merely words.
它是生命的流露，它是基督的活出。
It's the flowing of life. It's the seeing of Christ through us.
所以保罗说不再是我乃是基督啊。
So Paul says it's no longer I but Christ.
保罗劝腓立比教会的人说无论生无论死总叫基督在我身上怎么照常显大。
So Paul encouraged the brothers in Philippi that whether live or die, that Christ may be magnified in my life.
因我活着就是基督。
For to me, live to live is Christ.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个大好的消息啊。
This is a great news.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人，我希望年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们也都能够从年轻就接受这个挑战。
Every single person, particularly the young people, you will receive the challenge now.
在神的恩典里面，我们接受了耶稣基督的宝血和救赎。
That in the grace of God we receive His precious blood and salvation.
我们所有的罪洗净了，审判脱离了。
And all of our sins are washed away, and this great judgment has passed.
然后神给我们一件非常公平的礼物，就是把他儿子的生命给我们。
And God has given us a gift of righteousness that is His Son.
也是神交给我们。 经营人生的本钱。
And God has handed to us is the talent that is given to you to do business with.
你要如何来经营你们所得着的基督？
How do you manage the Christ that you have inherited?
有一天我们去跟主交账的时候，就根据我们所在我们身上基督长成的身量去交账的。
And one day when you settle an account with your Lord is according to the measure of Christ in your life.
这是一件非常荣耀的事。
So this is a very glorious thing, a very glorious testimony.
世人都叫我们什么？
And what does the world call us?
基督徒。
Christians.
人家说 Christian, Christ, 加 I-A-N.
And it's Christ plus I-A-N.
I am nothing.
I am nothing.
所以真正基督徒的定义叫做 Christ.Plus, I am nothing.
So the true definition of Christian is Christ plus I am nothing.
所以简单来说，真实的基督徒就是不再是我，乃是基督。
Simplified, it means it's no longer I, but Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的名词托给基督徒人。
And it's a great name that's been given to you and me.
在德州有一个人。
In Austin, there was a person.
他因为事业上出了问题，所以他需要赶快赶到外地去。
And financially, in his work, he had some problems, so he had to travel overseas.
他发现他有一些衣服需要赶快送去干洗店洗一洗、烫一烫，带着去开会。
And he realized that he needs to go and clean and dry clean his clothes very quickly because he needs to go attend a very important meeting.
因为时间非常赶。
And because of the shortness of time.
所以他就想起在他所住的这个城市的另外一头很遥远的地方，他曾经看过一家干洗店。1 hour dry cleaner.
So he recalled that there was a store, but it's on the opposite side of town, but it only takes 1 hour to clean the clothes.
一小时干洗店。
It's a 1 hour cleaning.
所以他就只好开车，很忙，他还是赶到那边去把衣服送去了。
He was very busy, but he took the time and he drove all the way across town and delivered all of his stuff.
他填好条子，付好钱，然后就说好，我在这边，我过一个小时来拿。
And he filled out the form, gave the money. He said, okay, I'll wait an hour and then I'll come and redeem my stuff.
没想到老板跟他说，哦，不可能的，礼拜四才能拿。
And the manager says, oh, this is impossible. You have to wait.Thursday.
他说你不是叫一小时干洗店吗？
The name of your store is 1 hour dry cleaning.
他说那个是我们的店名就是了。
So that is but the name of our store.
你说气不气人？
But aren't you angry when you realize that?
他挂了一个假名字。
And it's a false name.
让人家误会的一个名字。
The people would be deceived.
你听说在台湾夜市有一个人去吃东西，看见有什么咸蛋瘦肉粥的一家店。
And a person in Taiwan goes through the night market and there was a particular name for a particular item on the menu.
然后旁边还有一个鲍鱼稀饭。
And again, another very famous porridge that has a tasty fish in it.
他想想还是需要进补，跑到鲍鱼稀饭店去叫了招牌稀饭，叫做鲍鱼稀饭。
So he thought about these two items, but he wanted the porridge with the fish.
然后来的时候他怎么找都找不到鲍鱼。
But he went in the store, he looked everywhere, he couldn't find that particular item.
所以他就跟那个老板讲说为什么没有鲍鱼。
So he asked the owner, how come this item does not exist in your store?
他说鲍鱼是我的绰号 ,everybody 叫我鲍鱼。
He said, Abalone is my nickname, and that's why everybody calls me Abalone.
不晓得为什么会有这个绰号，头太圆了，还是太多洞了哈。
I don't know why he would have such a nickname. Maybe because the roundness of his head.
用什么这些假名字让人家误会
？Again, the false advertisement from the store deceives people.
今天我们被称基督徒。
Similarly, we are called Christians.
太神圣的名字了。
That's a holy name.
而且太荣耀的托付了。
It's a glorious entrusting from the Lord.
它真正的意思就是 Christ.加上 I am nothing.
The true meaning is Christ plus the acronym I am nothing.
无论生无论死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether to live or to die, that Christ may be magnified in my body.
这就是为什么我说我们教会的使命是什么。
And that's why when I say what is the commission that God has given to this church,
我们说我们的使命就是无论个人大家一起来或家庭教会都要做什么。
Families or church,
耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人
that we may be witnesses and bear testimony of the word becoming flesh.
无论个人
whether individuals,
无论家庭
or be a family,
无论教会
or our church as a whole,
我们都盼望成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证
that we pray that we would be the witnesses and the testimony of Jesus Christ becoming flesh.
所以有一次有一个不是很熟悉我们的人就重复这句话的时候他就讲到我们都要为道成肉身的耶稣做见证。
And somebody who did not, or not among us, not familiar with us, actually misrepresented it, misrepresented it and said that we are to be witnesses of Christ who became flesh.
对，也有人问过我们说，你们为什么不讲说我们要为道成肉身的耶稣基督做见证呢？
So people would say, why don't you just bear witness of him who has become flesh?
弟兄姊妹，为道成肉身的耶稣基督做见证，这是我们永远的根基，这是我们基督徒传福音，就是要为他做见证。
To bear witness and testimony of Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, that is our foundational responsibility.
但是做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人是要我们的命的。
But to become the living witness of Christ becoming flesh will require our lives.
你必须真正舍己。
You must deny yourself.
你才可能活出基督来。
Then are you able to live out Christ?
你可以不舍己，一样在这里传福音。
But you could also not deny yourself, but still speak of the gospel.
你可以不舍己，一样在这里介绍耶稣。
You could not deny yourself and still introduce Jesus.
但是你我不可能不舍己，却活出道成肉身的见证。
But it is impossible for you not to deny yourself, yet live out the testimony of the life of Christ.
我希望大家能够明白。
I hope everybody understands what I'm saying.
所以主耶稣在希伯来作者在希伯来书第十章讲到耶稣来的时候，就说你为我预备的身体。
So the author of Hebrew in chapter 10 says, when Jesus says, I come in the body that you prepared for me.
他为了要在肉身中遵行神的旨意。
That in the flesh that I may do your will.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的挑战。
This is a very big challenge.
很多时候我们在心愿里面遵行神的旨意，对不对？
A lot of time in our desires and our hearts, we want to do God's will.
心灵都愿意。
And our hearts and our spirit, they are willing.
肉体却软弱。
But the flesh is weak.
而主耶稣呢是从来没有人见过神
But the Lord Jesus, no one has ever seen God before.
只有父怀里的独生子把他给彰显表明出来了
But only the beloved Son in the bosom of the Father has revealed him.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相
He is the glory of God, the true image of the living God.
你看见基督的衣食住行他的生活就是神的彰显
If you watch Jesus, how he lived each day, that's how God would live each day.
因为神的生命性情神的荣耀透过他的生活他的身体都被彰显出来了
Because God and his nature and everything about God has been revealed through the way Jesus lived.
今天很多时候我们很有心愿要爱主
A lot of time we have a heart to love God.
但是我们的身体跟不上去。
But our body cannot follow it.
道没有成为肉身。
Words has not become flesh.
每一年开头我们有心愿好好读圣经。
Every year we began with a great resolution that we're going to read the word well.
这个心愿没有成就下来。
But this resolution did not come into fulfillment.
因为它是在里面的它没有成为肉身。
Because it is merely inside and has not become flesh.
很多人说我们应该在神家侍奉。
A lot of people say we ought to serve in God's house.
可是每一次神家要整洁的时候很多人就是来不了，因为他付不起这个代价。
Every time there's a house cleaning, a lot of people cannot come because they couldn't pay the price.
我们都知道聚会中应该祷告赞美神，以感谢为祭献给神。
We know that in our meetings we need to praise out loud and bring words of thanksgiving unto our God.
很多时候我们因为身体累打瞌睡，我们就不想祷告了，有没有？
A lot of time because our physical weakness and we are tired and we can't open up.
我不晓得今天早上为什么我的身体这么累，我不知道为什么。
I don't know why for me particularly this morning I'm exhausted.
这个头也痛身体也累
I have a migraine going on and physically I'm exhausted
可是我如果照着我的身体的感觉来决定我的生活的话
But if I go and live my lifeBased on how I feel each day.
弟兄姊妹，我不可能站在台上这样跟你们讲道。
I will tell you that I cannot stand right here and share with all of you this morning.
我不可能会开口唱诗歌的。
I'm not going to open my mouth and sing.
弟兄姊妹，我们要让里面的心愿、里面的生命能够透过我这个肉身能够被彰显出来。
And we need to let the desire in our lives be lived out in our lives.
所以保罗说。我以神的慈悲劝你们。
So God says, according by the mercies of God, I beseech you.
要干什么？
What are we going to do?
将身体献上。
To offer up your bodies.
不是说 give me thy heart, 将心给神。
And Paul did not say, give him your heart.
所以真实的生命真实的见证一定要穿过我们这个人被彰显出来的。
And true life and true testimony must go through us and be revealed.
这是我们今天讲的见证。
And this is the testimony that we're talking about.
那福音是中间很重要的一部分。
And the gospel is a very crucial portion in the middle.
我们不能够不传福音的。
We have to share the gospel.
但是当你真了解什么叫做见证真见证的时候
you truly understand the word testimony, then you'll begin to realize sharing the gospel becomes something very easy. Because our lives, we are bearing the testimony. So again, these series of training for sharing the gospel is coming up. I ask everybody to receive the challenge. Do not treat sharing the gospel as something that we are to do. And it's an extension of the testimony that we live. It should be something very natural out of our lives. So when we talk about testimony today, we need to know that there's a treasure in these earthen vessels.
要显明有一个莫大的能力在我们里面。
And then what God is going to do is to reveal that there is a great power inside this vessel.
所以在我们生活里面可能会有各式各样的环境。
So in our lives we may have all different types of challenges.
这个四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不至于失望，遭逼迫不被丢弃，打倒了不致死亡。
And we are hard pressed on every side and not crushed. We are perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed.
不管我们的环境是什么,
it doesn't matter what is our circumstance, it should not impact the revealing of this life.
应该更准确地说,
and more accurately speaking,
反而越在一些艰难的环境,
the harder the trial, the darker the time,
越显出里面的宝贝,
the treasure should be more more revealed.
在我们人不可能经历面对的痛苦和难处中,
when we face trials that we cannot face, the greater this power and this treasure is to be revealed. It's not of ourselves, but of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在很简单的看一下讲义哈。我今天没有完全照我的讲义讲的。So
I ask everybody to take a look at the outline. I'm not going to be able to follow it very closely.
所以我们要知道我们整个见证的中心。So
the center of our testimony.
我们不是去背一些东西，学一些东西，一二三，我们要讲什么？It's
not to memorize a bunch of things. Okay, point one, point two, and point three.
我们整个的见证，保罗神的主向保罗显现的时候，就告诉他说，你要将所看见
and the center of the testimony is to declare and to bear witness of what you have seen and what you have heard.
刚才我们读的以赛亚书43章第7节，神说你们是我为的荣耀创造的。
And we read earlier Isaiah chapter 43, you were created for my glory.
讲完了以后，到了第10节，神就说你们就是我的见证。
And then verse 10 in the same chapter says, you are my witnesses.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得在你人生到现在哈，不管你几岁哈。
And I just think about your entire life, regardless how old you are.
曾不曾经有过任何人，不管家人、朋友、公司老板或任何人说，你代表我们所有的，你是我们的见证。
Has anyone ever come to you and said you represent us, all of us?
把他们所有的荣耀、所有的这个名誉全部托付在你的身上。
And all their glory, all their names and their esteems is hung upon your shoulders.
没有。
No.
没有。 我知道我姓于，负责于家见证的使命啊。
And I know my last name is Yu, and I bear the testimony and witness for the family of Yu.
但是弟兄姊妹，从来没有一个曾经的有过的经历，像神这样子把他自己整个托付给我。
But never have I or experienced such an experience that the entire commission of God has been given to us.
你们就是我的见证。
You are my witnesses.
弟兄姊妹，这是大事。
This is a great thing.
如果你去读以赛亚书43章一路下来，这个见证集中在见证神的独一性，也见证神的独特性。
And if you read the entire chapter of Isaiah 43, you'll know that God is one and his nature of one.
我们在这里见证只有他，除了他以外没有别的神。
And we witness him and him alone. Aside from him, there is no other God.
除了他以外没有别的磐石。
And aside from him, there is no other rock. He is the only true God.
另外一方面我们也见证他的独特性。
And at the same time, we witness to his uniqueness.
他是 so special, 他这么特别，他做了这么多奇妙的事。
He is very special, he's done marvelous things.
他这样爱我们。
He's loved us.
他是全能的神。
And he's the almighty God.
到了新约，我们更可以从耶稣基督的身上来见证他的所事和所做。
In the New Testament, we can even bear more witness of what Christ has done. He died for us.
他的无罪死。 从死里复活。
And he's risen from the dead because he's without sin.
他为我们得胜升天。
And he ascended on high.
有一天他回来迎接我们。
And one day he's coming back.
就是因为我们见证的内容都是围绕在神和他伟大的计划上。
And the content of our sharing is all revolving around God's great purpose and his plan.
这是讲到见证。
And this talks about testimony.
整个见证的中心不是为着我们。
And the center of it all is not us.
见证的中心不是为了我们的教会。
And the center of it is not for our church.
见证的中心不在于我们特殊的经历。
And not of our special experiences.
见证的中心永远是为主做见证。
But the center of all witnessing is for Christ and Him alone.
你发现有很多人在为了自己经历神迹做见证的时候，你听老练一点，你会听见见证的中心其实不是主啊。
And sometimes you hear people give a testimony of miraculous things that's happened to them, but if we pay attention, oftentimes they speak of themselves.
有人在那里见证他在当初受逼迫、受苦难、十字架的经历的时候，其实你听老练一点，你发现中心有的不是主。
And some people, as they share about the trials and the tribulations that they've gone through, and you listen and listen careful enough, you're experienced enough, you know that there's some ounce of not entirely for the Lord.
因为我们自己都碰到过一些人，讲到在中国曾经受过的苦。
And we have come across people who would boast of the trials and the hardship they endure.
苦难没有叫人柔软卑微，反而苦难叫自己变得刚硬，然后定罪别人。
But these.The trials did not cause them to be softer before men, but they became harder and became condemning of others.
觉得你们都没受过苦。
So all of you have not suffered as I've suffered.
你们这些人。
All you people.
因为这边是不行的，我们的见证中心永远在主的身上。
This cannot be. The center of our testimony and witness is on the Lord itself.
只有这样子的见证能够叫人得到祝福。
And only such testimony would bring blessings to others.
那见证的内容是把我们所看见、所听见、所经历的。
And again, the content is what we have seen, what we have heard, and what we have experienced.
能够向别人分享，向别人见证。
And to share with others and witness to others.
可以借着讲，可以借着写，可以借着说，可以借着生活相处，借着各式各样的方法。
Through what you say out of your words, what you can write down, and through your interaction with people around you.
但是我们必须对我们的主有第一手真实的认识和经历。
But very importantly, we must have first-hand knowledge and experience with our God.
让我们的见证能够有力而且真实
and then our witnesses would have power and they would be real.
所以虽然刚得救，你看你的见证真好，是不是？
And Charles was just recently saved, but his testimony was wonderful.
这个虽然太太提醒你要向前看，要多笑。
And yes, the wife has reminded him on his notes to look forward and smile often.
可是你真放下那个的时候，你反而真正开始笑了。
And he began to realize when he put aside those notes, he really began to speak and he really began to smile.
我真的很感动哈，刚得救的弟兄就能够在主面前有这么美好的见证。
And I was really touched that someone who is newly saved would have such a wonderful testimony for the Lord.
因为怎么样，我们需要对主有第一手的经历。
Brothers and sisters, we all need to have that first-hand knowledge.
不然我们只是风闻有声。
Or you're just hearing of who he is.
不然我们所传给别人的是第三手货。
And what you handed to someone else is passed on the third time.
因为我们所有所经历、所听见的都是二手的，都不是一手。
Because what you have experienced is second-handed.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹。很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。